Blog Talk Radio.
I had to ask Melvin and Doug Williams to stop by.
Ooh, we.
To remind us that there's purpose in our pain. It may not look good right now. Don't worry.
Oh, my.
Go through.
Your mother, the cancer, the problems at home.
Sorry,
I wish I could think so strong.
Oh.
I hurt when you hurt, I cry when you cry.
Yes, I do.
Even the deep ones sometimes wonder, why am I going through?
Oh.
I'm waiting, but I still know you.
He is the only hope I have.
He's been.
Thank you. You're listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Sister for this Wednesday, January the 13th, 2021. Now, I'm your host, Bishop Shalene Cook, and I'm here with my beautiful sister and co-host, Evangelist Michelle Scott. And we are so glad that you are all in the house with us tonight. And as always, we begin each and every program with a word of prayer. So won't you please bow your head with Evangelist Michelle as she takes us to the Lord in prayer.
Thank you, Bishop. If we could all bow our heads and humble our hearts as we come to the throne to pray. Precious Lord, take my hand and lead me. And let me stand. Lord God, I thank you for blessing me to come to your throne of grace to lift up your children one more time, to stand in the gap for them, Lord God, as some of them come for one thing and some come for another. Lord, I stand here asking that you bless them only as you know how. Lord God, touch them as only you can touch and lift up the bowed down heads, Father God. Heal them of their broken hearts, Lord God, and mend them back together, Father God. Put the pieces back together. Only you know how to put that broken heart back together, Father God. And I ask you to tend to that one sheep that went astray, Father God, and bring it back to the flock. Bless all of the sick and shut-in that's around this world, Father God. Not just one or two, but all of the sick and shut-in. Bless the widows and the widowers that are all around the world, Father God. Bless their broken hearts. Bless their wounded hearts. Heal them, Father God. Touch and just fix them and put them back together. Go to the hospitals and move from room to room, Father God. You know all the afflictions of those that are in the hospitals and the convalescent homes all around the world. Go through the orphanages and touch those children that have been left motherless and fatherless, Father God. Just touch as only you can. Go through all of those camps and prisons, Father God, and touch those who are just in prison, not just in their minds, but in their bodies and their souls, Lord Jesus. Bless them and tend to them and tend to the ones who have no more loved ones left on this earth for their that have been plagued by different diseases, Father God. Lord, I ask that you bless me and my sister on tonight with this program.
Jesus.
Help us to be a blessing to someone, Father God, on tonight.
Yes.
Help us to touch someone and help to learn something from tonight, Father God. And help us not
Jesus.
To just be a blessing to them, but, Lord God, help us to be a blessing to ourselves, Father God. Help us to help ourselves, Lord Jesus. For
yes.
we have people in our own family that are lost and broken and hurting, Father God. Help us to be a blessing to ourselves and be a blessing to our own families, Lord God. Help us to help ourselves to stand strong, Father God. Bless every servant leader and all the listeners all over the world, Father God. Heal their broken hearts, Father God. Help them to be strong within their own families, Father God. Help them to be able to learn something and pass it along the way. Father God,
yes.
each one teach one, Father God. Help us to teach our brothers and our sisters more better, Father God. Help us to equip ourselves and be strengthening on this journey, Lord God. Help us to stop begging and start asking what we can be doing out in the vineyard.
Yes,
to help
Jesus.
Us, Father God. We must stop coming to you all the time begging, but what can we do for you, Lord God? We got to stop complaining, Lord Jesus, and start asking, what can we do?
Yes,
Lord God,
Jesus.
I ask that each and every servant leader here today, Father God, that's within the sound of my voice, be thankful for their gifts you have blessed them with,
yes,
and use
Jesus.
Their gifts here.
Yes,
use them
Lord.
To show the glory that you put in them and be helpful here on Spirit Alive and throughout the vineyard. Oh, Lord, I just ask that you continue to pour into the mighty leader of this ministry, Father God, so she can continue
bless
to
you.
Pour in us, and we can all as a family pour into the word, into
yes,
the world.
Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus, I ask this in all things in the name of your darling son, Jesus Christ, who hung, bled, and died on Calvary's cross.
Yes,
amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, beautiful sister, for that powerful prayer.
Amen.
Tonight's program is entitled, Coronavirus is Doing a New Thing. Because as you know, there is a new strand of coronavirus out. And if, you know, from the news reports that we have gotten, they are confusing, they are misleading. And they're right, you know, and they're designed to be, shall we say, designed to cause, in my opinion, panic. Now, true enough, so tonight we're going to try to debunk some of these myths, and we're going to try to tear down some of this misinformation and just give you the straight truth from some doctors who are experts in the COVID-19 field. Now, in December 2020, a new strand of coronavirus that causes COVID-19 was reported all over the news. Now, this new strand's existence raises questions. Is the coronavirus more contagious now? Will the vaccine still work? Are there new or different things that we should do to keep our families safe? Now, Dr. Stuart Ray, he's the vice chair of medicine for data integrity and analytics, and Dr. Robert Bollinger, along with Raj and Kamla Gupta, they are professors of infection diseases. They are all experts in this field, and they say that they talk about this virus, and it's a new strand, and they're going to answer some potential questions that I looked up. I'm going to answer some potential questions that I found that they had answered. So one of the first questions we're going to ask and answer is, why did the coronavirus change? Well, new strands of viruses occur when there is a change or a mutation in the virus's genes. Dr. Ray says it is the nature of RNA viruses such as the coronavirus to evolve and change gradually. He also says that geographic separation tends to result in genetically distinct strains. Mutations in viruses, including the coronaviruses causing the COVID-19 pandemic, are neither new nor unexpected. Dr. Bollinger explains that all viruses mutate over time, some more than others. For example, flu viruses change often, which is why doctors recommend that we get a flu shot every year. Now, we have already seen multiple variants of the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus that are different from the versions we first saw in China. He notes that this particular strand was detected in southeastern England in September of 2020. And in December, it became the most common version of coronavirus, accounting for about 60% of the new COVID-19 cases. This new strand also appeared in Denmark, the Netherlands, and other European countries, and a similar variant emerged in South Africa. There are about 23 genetic changes in this strain, Dr. Bollinger says. There's some preliminary suggestions that it is more contagious, and although this has not been proven, scientists are noticing a surge of cases in areas where the new strand is appearing, and they say there could be a connection. But he notes that the mutation in the new strand seems to affect the coronavirus's spike proteins, which cover the outer coating of the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus and give it its characteristic spiny appearances. These proteins help the virus attach to human cells in the nose and other areas and invade the body, causing the COVID-19 illness. Now, researchers want to see whether the new strand is more sticky due to the changes in the spike protein. But at this point, since it's not proven, we will need further study to reveal whether or not the new strand is more easily transmitted. Dr. Bollinger says that so far the news is good. Although the mutated coronavirus may spread faster from person to person, it does not appear any more likely to cause severe disease or death. We are not seeing any indication that the new strand is more virulent or dangerous in terms of causing more severe COVID-19 disease. He explains that for a virus to survive, it may be more advantageous for it to evolve so that it spreads more easily. On the other hand, viruses don't get the chance to reproduce if they mutate to become deadly. If we get too sick or die from a particular virus, we can't transmit it. Question: is the new COVID virus strain affecting children more frequently than earlier strands? Dr. Ray says that although experts in areas where the new strand is appearing have found an increased number of cases in children, he notes that the data shows that kids are being infected by old strands as well as new ones. There is no convincing evidence that this variant has a special propensity to infect or cause disease in children. But we do need to be diligent in monitoring them, and we should not speculate on some points like that. Will there be other strands of the coronavirus? Yes. As long as the coronavirus spreads through the populations, mutations will continue to happen. Dr. Ray notes that in 2020, several mutations caught researchers' attentions and raised concern. But further study revealed no major changes in how the coronavirus behaves. New strands of COVID viruses are detected every week, says Dr. Ray. Most come and go. Some persist but don't become more common. Some increase in the population for a while and then fizzle out. When a change in the infection pattern first pops up, it can be hard to tell what's driving the trend or changes the virus or changes the human behavior. Bollinger says that the new coronavirus strain doesn't call for any new prevention strategies. We need to continue to do what we're doing. There is no demonstration yet that these strands are biologically different in ways that could require any change in current recommendations meant to limit the spread of COVID-19. Nonetheless, we must continue to be diligent in order to help prevent the spread. Dr. Ray stresses that our human behavior is important. The more people who are infected, the more chances there are for mutations to occur. Limiting the spread of the virus through maintaining COVID-19 safeguards such as mask wearing, physical distancing, and practicing good hand washing techniques give the virus fewer chances to change. We need to reemphasize basic public health measures, including masking, physical distancing, good ventilation indoors, and limiting gatherings of people in close proximity with poor ventilation. We give the virus an advantage to evolve when we congregate in more confined spaces, and we all know this. They were asked, will the COVID-19 vaccine work on the new strand? And Dr. Ray says there's no evidence at this point that the immune responses driven by current vaccines would not work against the new strand. He says we deal with mutations every year for flu virus, and we'll keep an eye on this one and track it, says Bollinger. If there would ever be a major mutation, The development process accommodates changes as necessary, but we're not at this point when we need to consider, he said, all we need to do is creating the antibodies that they have in the current vaccine should work. Okay. How concerned should we be about this new strand of coronavirus? Well, most of the genetic changes we see in this virus are like the scars people accumulate over a lifetime. They're incidental marks of the road, most of which have no significance or functional role. Well, the evidence is strong enough that a viral genetic change is causing a change in the behavior of a virus. We gain new insight regarding how this virus works. Now, on December 17, 2020, Pfizer began shipping the first batch of COVID-19 vaccines to all 50 states, capping months of anticipation, development, clinical trials, and regulatory reviews. Amid efforts to fast-track the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine, the FDA granted emergency use authorization for the vaccine, and it is to be delivered in 2 doses, 3 weeks apart, deeming it safe and effective. How safe is the COVID-19 vaccine? Well, I had to go and look over here and see what Dr. Paul Offit had to say, and he's a member of the FDA advisory panel that recommended the vaccine's use. There's rigorous clinical trials of the shot identified no safety concerns, despite its sped-up production. These vaccines were subjected to large phase 3 clinical trials. It's and he's a vaccine expert at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Now, regarding safety, he says, there was an insistence by the FDA that at least tens of thousands of people be observed for 2 months after the final dose to make sure that there were no uncommon side effects. So how concerned should we be about adverse reactions being reported? Okay, he says there's a remote chance that the vaccine could cause an allergic reaction in some people within an hour of receiving the shot, but such reactions are likely to be mild and not life-threatening. British regulators stoked concerns about such risks a couple of weeks ago after 2 UK healthcare workers had allergic reactions to the Pfizer vaccine. 2 healthcare workers in Alaska also reported severe allergic reactions. As a result, British health authorities say they will continue to investigate the 2 cases and monitor the vaccination program for other cases, but they also say the serious reactions to the vaccines are very rare. Pfizer officials say there were no cases of serious allergic reactions in the clinical trial of its safety and efficacy involving nearly 44,000 participants. The FDA decided that against recommending that people with a history of allergic reactions to vaccine avoid the Pfizer shot, and it was a position later echoed by the CDC. Offit hails the FDA decision, and he says follow-up studies of the vaccine safety will be put to rest, and they will calm any lingering concerns. In addition, scientists investigating the reactions of say the culprit may be compound polyethylene glycol, which is part of the fatty envelope that surrounds the mRNA, the main ingredient in the vaccine. In addition, 4 cases of Bell's palsy, a type of temporary facial paralysis, were reported in people who received the vaccine. This is not more than would be expected in the general population. Should you get the vaccine if you would have had reactions to vaccines, medicines, or foods in the past? Yeah, the short answer, yes, but with a caveat. The CDC said people who have had severe reactions to vaccines or injectable drugs can still get the vaccine for COVID-19, but they should discuss the risks with their doctors and be monitored for 30 minutes after getting the shot. That recommendation, issued December 13, reverses an initial CDC proposal one day earlier that would advise those with a history of reactions to not be vaccinated. During a follow-up webinar with doctors, the CDC official said patients who have had severe reactions should take precautions, but they did not recommend they avoid taking the shot. Hallelujah. Okay, so can the vaccine cause other side effects? Yes, it can. The FDA says common side effects in the clinical trial involving over 44,000 people included pain where they got the shot, fatigue, headache, chills, fever, and joint and muscle pain. But they were all described as temporary or transient. The symptoms were generally mild and moderate and happened more frequently after the second dose. People should also know that less serious adverse reaction side effects are pretty common with these vaccines. So it's not going to be like the flu shot where you might just have a sore arm, he says. So the next question we're going to answer or we're going to talk about is, does the vaccine pose any special concerns regarding the autoimmune disorders? In a word, no. Dr. Gralwell says there is no scientific evidence that the mRNA can lead to immune system disorders or autoimmune diseases. So we do not have to worry about that. Now, are there any potential long-term side effects? Office says there is no evidence that the Pfizer vaccine can cause long-term side effects, noting that most would have likely appeared during the Pfizer study. But he says the follow-up studies will be keeping a close eye out for any possibility. Hallelujah. What don't we know about the vaccine? It is still unclear if the vaccine makes you less contagious to others if you contracted the virus before getting the shot and are asymptomatic. There are going to be studies that are planned to look at that, and hopefully they'll get done quickly so we'll know what's really going on. They said they need a lot more information, but right now the CDC currently says if you are pregnant, you can get the vaccine. If you are breastfeeding, you may still get the vaccine. So he's saying you can wear your, so if you're pregnant and you're worried about getting the vaccine, you shouldn't have any problems. Now they ask him, can we stop wearing our masks? Nope, not yet. We can't. So, you know, we have to just look at these things and we have to know that there's a lot of private corporations out here that are also now chiming in and getting, you know, putting up their own private money to get vaccines. But I'm sorry, you know, these are the same people, you know, I didn't see very many tests in neighborhoods where my people live. So I'm just going to be just a suspect about their vaccine. Now, let me tell to you about some of these rumors, because this is what I don't like when we get all misinformed and we get people all upset for no reason. Some social media companies like Facebook and Twitter have recently started to more aggressively police the content spread on their sites, and they flag statements that have been fact-checked and proven to be false. Now, Twitter has announced it will remove the most harmful, misleading information and will soon label tweets that contain potentially misleading information about the vaccine. But sites like Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube are so large that it's hard to catch everything. Some of the rumors, as we know, can take hold, and the misinformation and the disinformation can run rampant. They published a study on the willingness to take the COVID vaccine, And he said that a lot of people, they were most concerned about were the side effects. So if you are going to opt to take to get a COVID vaccine, you need to talk to your doctor. If you have respiratory problems, upper respiratory problems, COPD, these kind of illnesses, you most definitely need to speak to your cardiologist before you take these vaccines. So I pray that this is the new strand. So overall, it's no more dangerous than the old strand. It's just a mutation of it. And so it does not cause cerebral palsy, as reported by some of the social media. It does, but it does cause Bell's palsy, which is temporarily paralyzation of the face, but it's usually temporary. So at this time, that's the information that I went out and I sought and I found from the experts themselves. This information was printed today. So that is the latest that I have found on the new strand of COVID-19. And now I'm going to turn you over to my sister, who is going to give us some tips, and she's going to remind us again about staying safe. So it's over to you, my sister, out there in the street.
Thank you so much, Bishop, for all of that much-needed and necessary information for
Amen.
Us to stay safe. And I'm just saying, we do have to be mindful that, especially us like myself, with COPD and upper respiratory health issues, like you said, the CDC and all of these different people that do this research, they can tell you all kind of things are safe for you to do, but you are your first doctor, and then your general practitioner is your second. So you know your body more better than anyone.
Yeah.
I know that I can't take the regular flu shot because it gives me issues. And I was advised not to take the vaccine because a lot of the health issues that I have. So like my sister said, talk to your doctors. You have to advocate for yourself and your little ones because your little ones cannot talk for themselves. And for you ladies that are pregnant, you know, they've been doing studies years after years after years for centuries, and there has been all kind of medications that they've told ladies that they were okay, and then their babies were born with deformities. So unless they're going to put a stamp on it, put it in writing, I would definitely get something in writing because these women have been told these things for centuries, and they've come out with babies with, you know, not all of their limbs. They've been blind, you know, so they're good to tell you things. And then when your babies are born, you know, back in the day, they used to put them in asylums. You know, they didn't even want to pay the families to take care of their children. So my sister told you about the new strand. It's really just new to us in the United States, like she was telling you. It's been in the UK for a while. To be safe, basically keep doing the same things that you've been doing, washing your hands, wearing your mask. And I'm tired of seeing parents with masks on and children not with masks on. That even goes for these infants. I don't care if you have to get you a sewing machine out and make your infant a mask. These children need to start learning to wear masks as soon as possible. If I can see people putting masks on their puppies, their little doggies, their cats, you should be putting them on your infant. This doesn't make any sense. They need to be taught as young as possible. And this is the reason why. This virus isn't going away anytime soon. And even if the CDC says that it's okay, there's still going to be people like me still wearing a mask, because one day they say we're in the red, it's okay, and then 2 days later, we're not okay. So anything that's airborne, it's in the air, it's there, you can catch it. I need for us to start being more mindful of our company that we keep. Like I said last week, we don't know where they have been. Just because it's mom, dad, sister, brother, cousin, does not mean that you can still go within that 6 feet and be hugging all on them, give them an elbow bump, a knee tap, or whatever you do. Because I just learned word that my niece has this, and a lot of times they think they're still okay. So naturally, they're still going around family members, because if you think that your test that you took last month and it came back that you function, you're going to think you're still okay. So you take your mask off, you're hugging everybody, not knowing that you're contagious, and then you leave that party and you have infected everybody in that party without, you haven't did it intentionally, but you've done it. So we have to continuously wash our hands, wear our mask, use our hand sanitizer. You know, like I said, when you're giving a party, have bottles of hand sanitizer around the house. Have alcohol. You can, to get your alcohol to last longer, put it in a sprayer bottle. That way your company won't use so much of your alcohol. I have it in my squirt bottle. You know, you can get them from the Dollar Tree. You know, you pour the in there and they squirt it, and then they won't be using so much of your alcohol. Same thing with the hand sanitizer. They won't use as much if it's in a sprayer bottle. So we need to be doing that more. Don't be so afraid to talk to your doctors. If you're like me, I get forgetful. So the night before, I put all my questions down on a piece of paper. So that I'll remember. Just like me and my sister, Bishop Cook, we get this information because we want to bring you up-to-date information. You guys can go to the library. You can go online. You can, you know, see what the latest things are, too. It's your life. It's your family's life. It's okay to tell your company to take off their shoes at the door. It's okay to tell them to wash their hands before they touch or pick up your baby. If they don't want to, then tell them you can't pick up my baby. Especially if you have a newborn, you don't want them touching and kissing all over your baby in times like these or in times not like these. You know, you don't want them touching and kissing all on you, let alone your newborn baby. So we have to be mindful of these things, because this is real. This is a part of life. It's not going to be. So we have to teach our kids, you know, as they're growing up, this is a part of our life. It's a part of their life. Las Vegas is a very hot spot for this. And Mexico is very hot spot. My maintenance man went to go visit his mom, and now he can't come back to California because he caught COVID going to visit his sick mom. So when you go to these places, you have to be very mindful. You have to quarantine yourself before you go, and quarantine yourself before you come back to California. So he got tested. He has COVID. So he can't, he's really sick down there. So he can't come back. So you guys have to be really mindful. And the coronavirus update for California reports over 49,000 new cases in California and 468 new deaths. More than 373,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. And the pandemic of the coronavirus has now affected more than 90 million people worldwide and killed over 1.9 million of them. according to real-time data compiled from the Center for Systems Surveillance and Science of Engineering at Johns Hopkins University. So, like I said, we have to really take this serious. I know people get tired of hearing about it, but it's really happening, you guys, and we have to teach our children because they're trying to have a big meeting next month to get our children back in school, but they still haven't sent me a report telling me how they're going to clean those desks off in between classes, because I'm really, I asked for that. How are you going to show me that those desks are being cleaned in between classes? They have yet to send me a report. Because then how are you going to say that the kids are going to go back to junior high and high school, but you can't show me a report that you have hired enough people to go and clean the desks in between? So you're going to let the kids go and sit at the same desk? How do I know my daughter is safe? How do you know your children are safe? I'm not just looking out for my daughter. I'm looking out for your daughter, your son, your grandchildren as well. You know, I'm trying to look out for everybody's child. I don't want nobody to get sick and possibly die, you know. So I'm looking out for everyone. And so in Indiana, they reported 3,686 cases, new cases, and 59 deaths with the corona. So these are just from the old corona. And so now we have a new one that has come in, and Indiana has 70 new deaths. So they're saying that the new one easier to catch, but we have to treat them the same as far as I'm concerned. They can still potentially kill you. So be safe. Be mindful. As far as I'm concerned, treat everyone as if they have it. Wash your hands as if you washed them before. All of that stuff is the same basic. So get back to doing the same as you all have already been doing. Thank you, Bishop. Back to you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. All right. Now, we hope you have been, we have informed you some on tonight. Because the last thing we want is for any of us to be misinformed or, you know, it just seems like the way they come at us with this, it's kind of like, you know, there's this air of panic. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, let's get ready. We're going to have another surge. And you know, and it's like everybody hears that, but then you go out in the public, and like my sister says, you still see people with no mask on. They're not carrying hand sanitizer with them, you know, and it's just unnerving because I'm watching their children. Now, they have on masks, but their children don't have on masks. They're touching everything up and down the aisles. And I don't want to see that mother stop their children, tell them to stop touching things, and clean their hands with sanitizer. So what does that child do? You know, he runs, so the little baby, he's walking around, she walking around, little snotty nose, little messy hands, and the next thing they want to do is come up and touch you.
Amen.
And now the baby isn't trying to be vicious or anything, but that is just how easily the disease can be transmitted. You know, people go into the restrooms. I see people come out of restrooms and never stop at a sink. So we just have to know. We can't expect other people to keep us safe. We have to keep ourselves safe. We have to do what is necessary. Like you said, I love my family. But I don't go around my family because I don't want to take a chance, like you said, making them sick or them making me sick. You know, I'm in that age bracket where if I get corona, it might not be too good for a sister. So I am trying to be extra careful with our seniors. They are doing a study right now because they are seeing how you will react with those of you that use pacemakers, et cetera, et cetera. Again, I just want to stress, I know what CDC says. I know what these – they're supposed to be experts. But you need to talk to the Lord, okay?
Amen.
You need to talk
Amen.
To the Lord when you go to these doctors, and you just need to ask the Lord to protect you and do everything that you know how to do to keep you
Hallelujah.
And your family safe.
Hallelujah.
If you know, and if people can't understand that you want to keep your family safe, then I'm sorry for them. But that's the way it has to be. You know, every time I hear about people that's contracting the disease, you know, I have a cousin. I just found out today. She's the wife of one of my first cousins. And she has COVID, and she's out in a nursing home, you know. So you just never can tell, especially with your family, because they might have even have people, caregivers, coming in and out to help them. We don't know where they've been either, you know. So you just have to be really, 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 really mindful, and you just cannot say, oh, it'll be okay this time, or no. Get in the habit. Stop yourself. You know, I've got to wash my hands. Oh, I just touched this. I don't want to touch my, you know, I touched my face. Let me tell you, know, you got to keep your hands out your face, from around your eyes, and still from around your nose. You know, wash your hands for at least 20, 30 seconds. Good hot water. Cold water does absolutely nothing for germs.
Amen.
Because that's for you young people. You got to use hot water, hot water. Thank you very much. So right now, like I said, I hope that blessed you. We hope this information helped you. If you're sitting in the studio and you have you have something else that you could add that will bless the people of God about this this second strand, or some safety tips that works for you, or some, you know, because I said, Humana. Let me tell you what Humana did, my insurance. I'm on Medicare. Humana hooked the sister up. Humana sent me a wand, a sterilization wand. I run it over everything, and it'll tell me how dirty it is. Then I push another button, and it sterilizes it. Thanks to God, I'm going to wear that thing out. I take it everywhere. I take it to the ATM. I take it to the store. I take it everywhere. They're going to have to send me another one real soon, because I've been, look, if I could use it on people, I would probably use it on people too. But they sent me that. They sent me gloves. They sent me masks. They sent me, you know, they sent me everything. They sent me a blood pressure monitor because I have high blood pressure. So they sent me everything that I would need to weather this corona for a little while, and I'm real grateful for that. So if you are on Medicare and you are a Humana customer, you can call and request. They call it a COVID kit. So please call and request your own COVID kit for yourself. Amen. That's what I would do. Hallelujah. So now if you're sitting in here again, if you have any comments or questions, please press your 1 and we'll bring you right on into the studio. If you're sitting in the chat room and you have a comment or a question, please make it known and we will get right on. We will relay that to the rest of the folks. Good evening. Where's she going? She hung up. Huh. All right. I was just going to say good evening to you, Apostle Zeta. Good evening. Didn't you say something last week? I remember I wanted you to remind us this week.
good evening.
Good evening, Apostle.
Yes, I feel well informed.
Good.
Thank you so much, both of you, Evangelist Michelle, and you also, Bishop Sherlene Cook.
Amen.
I was jotting down some information as you all were speaking, and I feel well informed.
Good.
I definitely don't have anything to add.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
put together, and somebody has to do all the research so that the rest of us can be aware and know what's really going on and what we can expect.
Ma'am. Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am.
So it was.
I really wanted to be
good. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle, very much. I feel like it's very important for us to be aware of what is going on, because when we shine the light on that thing, then the enemy has no power to use it. You know, we sit and we watch the television, and they use this pandemic, it's catastrophic, we're going to have another wave, we're going to have shortages, and it panics people, and it makes people afraid. And they begin to act like God isn't still on the throne, as though God
Amen.
Is still not in control. But yet,
Amen.
If I recall, all of us on here tonight, all of the servant leaders that I know, Apostle Edwin and Prophetess Kathleen, Apostle Zeta, Minister Tina, Pastor and Michelle, and Evangelist Scott, even Brother Bill Isbell, we was all right here last year.
Amen.
And we're still here.
Yes, praise God.
So I'm just praising God that I can go to the internet, I can get information, I can get on the phone, I can make phone calls, because it's important to me for us to know the truth. Not a version of the truth, but to have the most accurate information that we can have so we can use wisdom. Because it's like Evangelist Michelle said, the CDC might tell you, yes, it's okay for you to take this vaccine if you're pregnant, but you might want to go to the master about that.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you might still want to go to the master, but the father about that one, you know.
Yeah.
So because we can't leave him out the equation.
Right.
So, you know, I'm glad. I just want us to, like I said, have the correct information, let people know that this is there, you know, because I'm seeing so many people without masks. They're acting like we've turned the corner. And we haven't turned the corner yet. So we want to just make people aware. This is not over by a long shot. It is not. Oh, I remember. Here's something else you can do. Put you some hand sanitizer. I think Evangelist Michelle said this last week. And Apostle Zeta picked up on it and ran with it. She put you some hand sanitizer on your front porch. Put it on your front porch. When people come, look, tell the man, wash hands. Everybody, put it on your front porch. That's another good thing you can do.
Amen. Yes.
You know. Comments, questions, Nobody's present they was tonight. I guess that we really did inform them, sis.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Minister Tina, what you over there doing?
Well, good evening. Thank you. Thank you so much, Bishop Shirlene and Evangelist Michelle Scott. We need to be informed, and you informed us and reminded us. Because, you know, as time goes by, we're in 10 months of this now. We get laxy-daisy and being reminded by people that you love, our ministry, family really helps us stay focused on taking care of ourselves and our family to ensure we're not super spreaders, that we're not spreading it, making sure that if we're not feeling well, we stay home, that kind of thing, that this is not going away anytime soon, that we do need to stay home and wear our masks when we go out, make sure we're washing our hands and using our sanitizer, and making sure we are trusting our gut instincts or our intuition that God has given us to make sure if we are pregnant or if we have a underlying health condition, like I do myself, to make sure you talk to your doctor first before you go do anything with a vaccine or any type of flu shot or anything like that. Always consult your doctor first. So thank you so much for all that information, because it is a lot of research that you guys do and information that you retrieve for us. And we could be doing that ourselves, but a lot of us are lazy or we don't think about it. So thank you so much for doing the walking and talking for us. We need to be reminded sometimes to take accountability of our own health. So thank you both so much for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Minister Tina. All right, Pastor Jeffrey. You know, we gotta hear somebody with some bass in their voice now. Come on in the room.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. I was listening to, you know, all the information, and you know, sometimes people get scared or they get nervous about hearing information, so they won't listen to it or they won't look at the news or they won't look up information because of fear. But God didn't give us the spirit of fear, you know. So in other words, we need to face this thing head on, because what we do is we take God's word and we study it, and we apply it to our lives daily. And so if we apply it to our lives daily, that means that we are supposed to know what's going on and not fear what's going on. Face it head on, understanding that God gives us everything that we need in order to handle any situation. So whether it be COVID, whatever it is, we need to be well informed. In other words, get the knowledge. Like the show is giving out tonight. We, you know, this is so we can understand how to live our lives today and how to navigate through all of the situations biblically, and learning and understanding that God is in control of it, regardless of what it looks like.
Amen.
And when we understand that, then that makes us more stronger in this situation, because what are we doing? We're preparing for all of the obstacles that are to come our way. We're wearing masks, we're washing hands and using sanitizer and rubbing alcohol and these things, because God, what was it? Heaven is a prepared place for what? A prepared people. But we have to prepare in God's way. So in other words, we just have to be prepared. And so God gives us this information the way that He does, so we can use it and we can apply it to our lives. Amen.
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 Right. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, what I'm gonna change gears, and I'm going to ask that Apostle and Prophetess Holloway just come now and give a word of encouragement to those on the front lines, to those that are suffering with COVID, those who have lost family members. Come in your own way and just give some words of encouragement to our listeners.
God bless you all. I just thank God. I thank God for the information. And we just need to be praising God for all of this information. And I was especially excited when Bishop said that she had received a COVID kit from Humana.
Amen.
We're calling our United Healthcare and asking them for the same thing. And that's something that we didn't know. So it's good to be in tune, and it's good to listen, because God has us tuned in. He wants us to be in the know. Yes, we're saved. Yes, we're sanctified. Yes, filled with the Holy Ghost, overcomers.
Yes.
But God wants us to be in the know in this life, in this world. So I encourage all of you, as you're prayerful before the Lord, to just ask the Lord to open your eyes concerning your own situation and your family, because He has the answer for all of us. And God is on our side. The Scripture says, "I will not fear. What can man do unto me?" So God is on our side. He's made this available to us. So be encouraged in God. Be encouraged, and we can just do what we know to do. Washing our hands the more. Make sure you make a mask. You wear a mask. Well, you might have to make a mask. Like Evangelist Michelle said, you may have to make your baby a mask. But do what God would have you to do, because obey the laws of the land.
Yes.
And this is becoming law now. So God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Prophetess. Thank you so much. God bless you, ma'am. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. I just want to encourage the folks that are listening tonight. We got some good information. But Bishop said, and I think Michelle Scott said, we got to go to the Lord.
Yes.
You may be pregnant, and it's not so much our intuition. Yeah, my intuition may lead me down the wrong road. I want to go to God.
And I
want to get it straight from Him. I want the revelation. I want the word. I want a sure enough word from God to tell me, straight down the road, or do I take a left, or do I take a right?
There's a scripture
says, do you hear the voice behind you telling you, this is the way, go there in. We gotta follow what God is saying in this COVID.
Amen.
If we go to the scripture, if I have the time, if you will allow me the time to read this scripture, so that I can say to the people that God is still on the throne.
Yes, and God never left.
Amen.
He never got off the throne. He never went on vacation. He seized the COVID. He allowed the COVID so that we, as saints of God, will cry out to Him. He said in His word, if my people would humble themselves and pray. Turn from their wicked ways.
Amen.
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 Thank will you. Hear from heaven. Who's going to hear from heaven?
Yeah, we'll hear the link.
Who is here on earth that can hear from heaven? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is on in here. I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal the land. The land is sick.
Man.
The land is sick. We got to call on him so we can be forgiven. And God will heal the land so that we can function and that we can go on and tell the people that God is real.
Amen.
This called name, but God said in his word in Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
Amen.
I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God.
Hallelujah.
In him will I trust. Surely he said, deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His trust shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the pestilence by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with his eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made, Lord, the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. If we will allow God to have his way in our life, this COVID will not come out of that dwelling. You keep
calling.
You keep saying it shall not come nigh my dwelling. It shall not come nigh my dwelling.
When
Israel was leaving, when Israel was leaving Egypt, the death angel came over, but they didn't touch the folks, the Israelites, because they had covered their doorposts. They covered their doorposts with the blood of the Lamb. We cover our doorposts with the blessed oil. We lay hands at the doorposts and bleed God.
Amen.
And
thank you.
And it shall not come to our dwelling. Yes,
thank
we take the caution. Yes, we see the doctor.
Yes,
we wear our masks. Yes, we do what the doctors have told us to do. But we've been trusting and believing God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. So
amen.
I want to leave that with you, that God
thank
is
you.
Real. No matter what's happening in Washington, no matter what's happening in every capital, God is still God and still
God
on the throne.
Real.
We will come out of this COVID. We're not going to pray. We're not going to die, but we shall live and declare the works of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, you still have time to add your voice to the conversation, you know, because it's good to just touch and agree. I'm going to go now to Brother Isbell. Would you like to have a word this evening?
Well, thank you, Bishop Cook. It's an honor to be on Sister to Sister, and to all the sisters, I thank you for this enlightening program, and to my one brother, Minister Jeffrey. It's good to hear your voice also, sir.
Amen.
It was a very very good program, and I think it speaks to the very philosophy of the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, to speak the truth of the Word of God, and the truth to make informed decisions about the facts of this very devastating pandemic disease, COVID-19. I enjoyed the program very much. I just recently switched to Humana, so I will be looking for my kit.
Get your kit! Get your kit!
Hallelujah. It's nice to listen to the truth. No fake news, no false innuendos, no lies. Just kind of like what Jack Webb used to say on Dragnet. Just the facts, ma'am. And so
that's
for people to make an informed decision about this. So thank you for this program. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you, sir. Thank you. Mother Matty, I know you're sitting over there just been listening to everything. And thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I tell you, I have been truly blessed. Truly blessed. I mean, you, an evangelist, Michelle Scott, have really informed me, have informed all of us. Thank you so very kindly. I mean, it's a wonderful program. I love the way everyone spoke. The apostle, he spoke the truth. We have to come back to God. We have to come back to God. We have to come back to God. We have to put God first above all things. All things, we have to put him first, because, see, God is bigger than the problem. God is bigger than the problem.
God is bigger than the problem.
He's able. I have to say, Bishop Cook and Evangelist Michelle Scott, you ladies, I commend you both. I'm so well informed. God bless you both. I love you all. Love everybody on the show. I really enjoyed the show. It was really a wonderful show. And we just have to put God first in everything. Like the Bible says, the afflictions of the righteous. The afflictions of the righteous are many.
Yes.
But the Lord will deliver them out of every one of them, and not one of their bones will be broken. God takes care of his own. No matter what, God takes care of his own.
Yes, he does. Amen. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Thank you, Mother Matty. We sure do love you around here. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah.
My phone dropped last week. It dropped. I was going to speak last time, but my phone dropped.
That's all right. You in here tonight, though, Mother. And we know, even when you're not here, if I don't see your number, I know you here with us in spirit and that you are praying for us. And that is priceless to me. And that is priceless to all of us here at Spirit Alive, to know we got to stomp down, show enough, faux show, prayer warning, praying for us.
Yes, ma'am.
Every week.
Yes, ma'am.
It doesn't get any better than that. So we just praise God. We're so glad that you were informed and that you know, and because that's what we want. The devil, as Apostle Zeta Flowers always, she loves to say, she goes, because you know her quiet spirit, she says, the devil has tricks, but God has given us a divine countermeasure. One of those divine countermeasures is the truth. We need to seek out the truth for ourselves. We need to be grounded, hallelujah, planted, wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in Jesus. We can't be reactionary. See, because if we go by what we see on the TV, we would stay mad, upset, depressed, you know, all the time.
Right?
So what we've got to do is just learn to trust God. Just believe. Yeah. Whose report you going to believe?
Yeah.
You know, God's who says, I am with you, I will never leave you or nor forsake you, or the world that says, you shall not have this, and we will not have enough of that, and there will be a shortage. Well, my mind is saying, my Jesus says, in him I lack nothing, including toilet paper.
Amen.
And meat.
Amen.
And Clorox, okay?
Amen.
You know, saints of God, we just need to pray like we've never prayed before. Like Apostle Holloway said, we've got to go to God, and we've got to, you know, we've got to examine ourselves, make sure that we're doing everything we can to be in position to receive that healing. From God, you know, we've got to make sure that we're praying without ceasing and that we're demonstrating what the Word of God tells us to do in troubled times. We're not going to be walking around murmuring and complaining. We're not going to be running around beating our chest. But we are going to fight our battle on our knees. We are going to fight our battle in that word. We are going to stand on the foundation of God's word. And we are going to trust and believe that our God is greater than COVID. Yes, he is. He's bigger than cancer. He's bigger than AIDS. Our God is the healer.
Yes, he is.
He is the great physician. And he has never lost a case.
No.
Never.
And as the apostle once again read from Psalm 91, I don't care what the news people say, Facebook say, Twitter says, I don't care what Instagram has to say. All I'm going to do is trust and depend on the unmutable word of God. I'm going to believe in the God who is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I'm going to believe what my Father told me. He said he would prepare a table for us in the presence of our enemies. That enemy could be COVID. That enemy could be any kind of sickness.
That's right.
Not just COVID.
It
could be cancer. It could be AIDS. You know, it could be any disease. Lupus.
That's right. That's
know, your enemy, you're just, hey. But God says he's prepared a table in the presence of all
that's
that. You know what he says? Can't touch this. This belongs to me.
That's right.
And on that table, people of God, let me tell you what's on that table. See, our faith, more faith is on that table. Our healing is on that table. Hallelujah. Our longevity is on that table. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Apostle said, we shall live and we shall not die.
That's right.
But I praise God that I know for myself that even if I should die, yet shall I live in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
So from where I'm sitting, I'm in a win-win situation.
Man,
so, Father God, we just thank you for this program. I want to thank you, Father God, for my beautiful sister, my beautiful Spirit of Life family. I want to thank you, Father God, for every voice that was heard tonight, because together, Lord God, we educated your people as a family, Father God. We came together in love and unity to share with your people some information that we pray will make a difference in their lives. Lord, we just want to thank you for this time and for this season. Bless every home represented here, Father God. Hallelujah. I pray that whatever they stand in the need of, Lord God, that you provided, pressed down, shaking together until running over. Lord, pour out until they won't no more.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, remind them. Please, Lord, remind them how much they are loved and how much they are appreciated by me.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in this ministry. And I give you all the honor and the glory and the praise.
And I give it to you in your son Jesus' name. Amen and glory to God. Well, saints of God, we've had a wonderful program. Once again, I'd like to thank everybody. I'd like to thank Apostle. We'd like to thank our special guest, you, our audience. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Is that what Wendy Williams says? So I would like to thank Apostle and Prophetess Holloway. I'd like to thank Apostle Zeta Flowers. I'd like to thank Brother Bill or William Isbell. I'd like to thank Mother Matt T, Minister Tina Brown, and of course my brother dies over there out there in Sassoon, the Scotch, Pastor Jeffrey, and my beautiful sister and co-host, Evangelist Michelle Scott. This has been Sister to Sister right here on the Spirit Alive Network. Now, listen, folks, we want you to continue to walk with us here on the Spirit Alive Network, and I want to send out a special shout-out and give you a special invitation for Monday night. For Monday night. Hallelujah. Laboring Together to End Violence will be presenting another forum, and it will be the second part of their Teen Violence and Rape Awareness forum, and I want you to come out because we need to get some more good information, and I'm inviting every servant leader, every pastor, apostle, everybody that is in the ministry to come out and to participate in this program on Monday, because God is concerned about the whole man.
Amen.
And we need to know how to stand and minister to those who have been victims of teen violence, of rape. We need to know how to stand with and support those who are victims of teen violence and rape. We need to know how to give them the proper resources. So we're just asking that you all come out and join us. And Apostle Zeta Flowers is your facilitator, and she will be bringing forth some wonderful speakers. So we just want you to come out and truly get a blessing and get some more good information. Then on Friday, I want to put the spotlight on my brother, Pastor Jeffrey Scott, because he on Friday, hallelujah, not this Friday the 15th, but next Friday the 22nd. Oh, we got to hear this, thanks God. My brother Jeffrey is going to have our brother Sylvester, Carl Henderson, Mr. Twinkle Fingers himself, is going to do a new thing, and we can't wait to see what that is. Hallelujah. So we want you to come on out and listen to that. Also, this Sunday, our very own Michelle Scott will be bringing the Sunday morning message at the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience. If you want to hear more from Evangelist Michelle, just tune in on Sunday. And I know that you will get a blessing. So on behalf of all of us, here at the Spirit Alive Network, we pray that you continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household to your household, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, everybody. God bless you.
Good night.
And we'll see you again
God
next week.
Night.
Good night.
Good night.
God bless you, and we love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Good night.